This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee says more depositions and more hearings in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump aren't out of the question. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells CNN his committee continues to conduct investigative work, even as it compiles its findings to submit to the House Judiciary Committee. It's that panel which would make a formal recommendation of charges for the House to vote on. If passed, impeachment would move to the Senate.
I think this is an impeachable offense.
Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar tells ABC's This Week,
"This is the global version of Watergate, where a president is trying to get dirt on a political opponent from a world leader."
However, Republican support for Trump is showing no overt signs of buckling. Still, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox the allegations won't be summarily dismissed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections is seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Early returns show pro-democracy candidates taking a significant number of seats. I'm Julie Walker.
Romania's center-right president, Klaus Iohannis, was easily reelected in Sunday's runoff, promising to reinvigorate the country's fight against corruption. This is VOA News.